First flight to Denver. A stranger, some family friend, extending a favor, passed the small paper bag from the seat pocket on the ascent over the Rockies. I swallowed back, but heaved. Chagrined and silent, we waited, shoulder to shoulder, to land. The 1946 June night was flat against the window, and, as always, I wrapped myself in quiet. This silence was the worst. That taste soiled my lips. I didn't dare lift my eyes. The propeller finally stopped. The DC-3 door clanked as it was lifted. Head spinning, I descended to the tarmac to my father, shadowy against the lights. He was a stranger. We hadn't yet met. I was small for 10, so he knelt to my height, held my hand, skimmed my cheek, his cool lips, and a narrow brown mustache. Then he stood, said, "Thank you," with a handshake. My companion disappeared through the terminal's glass door without a backward glance.